Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hello and welcome to Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends? My name is Emily Lang. I'm an actress, writer, singer, codependent returnee from rock bottom and a gratefully recovering addict. And this is the podcast where we aim to rid the shame, the highs and lows and deadly blows that ultimately led us to the lessons that we never knew we needed to learn but are so grateful that we did. So, anxiety. Odds are that you've heard that word passed around like a tennis ball in recent years. Rarely a day goes by that I don't hear it said in the street or Sainsbury's or some corner of a cafe, or most likely said by me to one of my patient and caring friends down the phone. I suffer very badly from anxiety. Shocker. Now, to many people, when you say the word anxiety, they assume worry. I am anxious about so-and-so. It's always placed in the future and onto a specific venture or event or potential situation, like a plane journey, maths GCSE, what's going to happen when you tell a parent that you can't come home for Christmas. While exhausting and debilitating, I have found that anxiety is easier to handle when I have something to place it directly onto, i.e. the plane or the GCSE or the absent Christmas. Because at least in those situations, it can be talked through and somewhat managed. People can say things like the following. The plane. Air travel is incredibly safe. It is more likely that the food on the plane will get you rather than the plane itself. And bear in mind, that's a 1 in 3 million chance before that gets added to your list of worries. GCSEs. Remember to breathe and stay hydrated. You know more than you think you do, and if you get nervous, remember that the people invigilating this test are probably playing their own private game of something like Human Pac-Man because they're so fucking bored. The drama in this room isn't as gargantuan as you think it is. Christmas. If you can't be there for the holiday season, consider making gifts and sending them. We all know that if the gift has been handmade, you are basically a giant dick if you don't like it. I mean, it is 90% of the reason that I do pottery. And please know, as I say this, I'm just making light here. I understand that in actuality, these situations can be incredibly difficult and painful. Just sometimes, and I know from experience, it can help to have some of the weight taken away with a brush of humour. Anyway, I've digressed, but these are all examples of what I would maybe call tangible anxiety. Stress and worry surrounding specific events and things that we can pinpoint with clarity. There are a lot of people out there who only understand anxiety in that way. And when you say, I'm anxious, they say, what about? And 95% of the time, I don't have an answer to that question. And that's a horrible thing to experience. There is an overwhelming sense of dread and apprehension, and seemingly there is no reason for it. I wake up, open my eyes, and literally go, oh fuck, as the nausea washes over me like a dark, murky wave full of slimy things that you can feel but not identify. It's a little like you're existing in a cloud. You can vaguely see what's happening around you, but everything is distorted and blurry, making it so difficult to see things as they actually are. You can attempt to be rational and gather the actual facts of a situation, but the hypothetically impaired vision makes us hypervigilant to slight shifts in mood or tone or language. Just like if you were living your life out in a misty horror film, you'd constantly be looking over your shoulder going, "What the fuck was that?" and making wild assumptions about the monsters lurking in the shadows. Like, did you ever do this thing as a child where you'd be in bed and dread needing a wee or being thirsty or something because you'd have to get up and literally propel yourself to the other side of the room as far as you could so the monster under the bed couldn't grab your ankles and drag you under? I mean, did your parents let you watch Poltergeist as well? But having an anxiety disorder is a little like that. There is no direct evidence, well, a lot of the time there isn't, that the Kraken is hiding just around the corner, but the possibility of it being there is enough to ruin your life. So we're terrified all of the time. This is my life and here be monsters. So let me be clear. The feelings that we are having, they are very, very real. The feelings exist, but the reasons for them might not. I have said this before on this podcast many times, and I know that there are many who disagree with me, and that's fine. But I will always say that a diagnosis is an incredibly powerful thing. If we don't understand that what we are experiencing is anxiety, then we're going to believe that it's all real, that our worries and pain and nausea are all founded in absolute truth. So let me give you an example. I had a panic attack while at work a few weeks ago. All the blood rushed to my head, my knees went weak, my body went cold, and I passed out. That came from panic because I had read into something and convinced myself that the worst was going to happen. So I had a full-blown anxiety episode. Had I not known that what I was experiencing was anxiety and had been able to tell my coworkers as much, I would have been on my way to hospital for blood tests and an MRI. Despite the fact that the feelings happened and I was powerless to stop the attack, I knew what it was, and being able to name the thing and have certain coping mechanisms made it more manageable. It shrunk the monster. Even if, like in this situation, we are unable to halt the sensation, at least we can call it out for exactly what it is: anxiety. We may not be able to jam the knowledge into our nervous system, but at least we know that it will probably stop at some point. We may not be able to exactly identify why we are so overwhelmed by these feelings, but at least we can have a conversation with ourselves. And here I introduce you to someone that I like to call the brain gremlin. This is the gremlin that lives in your brain and likes to tug at wires. It hangs out there, and sometimes it is totally quiet, but other times it's eaten a 3-course meal after midnight and got itself soaking wet and it's turned completely feral. So here's a fun exercise, and I've done it myself, so don't feel stupid when doing it. I encourage you to draw, paint, sketch, mold, create a visual version of the brain gremlin. And on the days when it's being the ultimate cockwomble, look at it and have a conversation. You can tell it that it doesn't need to be afraid. You can tell it that it's safe and that it matters. You can give it the facts of a situation and tell it to listen to those instead of the ones it's spinning out like thread. Or you can just tell it to shut the fuck up. It's entirely up to you. But the understanding that the horrible feelings that you are having are not you and do not have to be fallen into head first, that's incredibly comforting. It makes the general anxiety just a little easier to understand and hopefully handle. I go through long swathes of time where I wake up and the anxiety wave hits before I've even switched off my alarm. I went through one quite recently, a couple of weeks of daily abject terror. But the knowledge of what it is gives me the strength to keep moving through my day, to be able to take it one step at a time without crumpling. We may still feel like we are stuck in the misty horror film, but it's like we've been handed a torch and an ability to converse with monsters. It's still fucking terrifying, but at least we feel like we may have a chance of getting out of there. So hang in there, guys. Do not believe the lies. Monsters have way better places to be than hanging out around corners and cupboards and under beds. I'll talk to you soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.